Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at kristen@bradfordtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The Trudeau government will stop at nothing to control what Canadians see online. Through Bill C-11, the government is seeking to expand the mandate of the Canadian Radio-Television and Telecommunications Commission so that unelected bureaucrats will have the power to define and regulate what counts as Canadian content on the Internet. Bill C-11 would effectively leave it in the hands of these content gatekeepers to promote certain types of content while throttling content the government doesn't like. Clearly, this legislation undermines Canadians' fundamental rights and freedoms and puts their civil liberties at risk. If Bill C-11 becomes law, it will enable government censorship, empowering the Liberals to amplify voices they like and silence those they do not. Trudeau and his cabinet ministers have tried to brush away Canadians' concerns by claiming that the bill would support Canadian culture and level the playing field for Canadian content creators. However, these claims fall completely flat in the face of evidence that it would do the exact opposite. By forcing platforms like YouTube and Spotify to favor nationality over engagement, online creators in Canada risk limiting their reach to global audiences, and having their viewership drastically reduced, and their content demoted. Justin Trudeau should not be able to control what Canadians see on their playlist or on their Netflix account. Canadians can decide for themselves what they want to watch or listen to. This is not a problem that needs fixing, regardless of what Liberals and busybody bureaucrats may tell us. One thing is clear, there is no Canadian culture without free speech. Bill C-11's supposed attempt to protect our national culture by limiting freedom of speech and creative expression is not only misguided, but dangerous. With the bill currently back for consideration in the House of Commons, I will be joining with my Conservative colleagues in the fight to defeat it and protect free speech for York Simcoe residents and all Canadians. Scott Davidson, York Simcoe MP.